Unit 10. Skills and Certification. Exercise 22. Listen to a debate about teenage crime. Did the program say why teenagers commit crimes?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our debate on teenage crime. In the studio with me, I have a teenager, Jim.
Hello.
A parent, Hannah.
Hello.
And a police officer, Tim.
Hello.
To start our discussion, I asked Tim to tell us which teenage crimes were the most common.
The most common teenage crimes are usually group activities like vandalism or shoplifting. Sometimes these are done for a laugh. Other increasingly common teen crimes have to do with the internet, like illegal downloading of films and music. This is what we generally refer to as software piracy.
But if you ask a teenager whether they download illegally, they will answer that there are lots of sites which allow you to download legally, or even those where you can pay to download.
OK. Well, first, I'd like to ask the parents what they think about internet piracy.
The internet has certainly caused problems for parents. I'm not just thinking of the piracy issues. The amount of access to uncontrolled sites is worrying too.
As parents, of course, we often feel we should be more careful or more attentive to what our children are doing, but it's not always possible.
No, and the other problem is that things might have been very different when we were young.
I often ask parents whether they have a good dialogue with their children. Communication is so important.
I absolutely agree. A question many of our listeners have asked is what are the most traditional teenage crimes?
Speeding, joyriding and shoplifting continue to cause concern, particularly where they can lead to accidents.
Wait a minute. Let's get this into perspective. Teenagers are not all automatically joyriders, shoplifters or hackers.
No, of course not. But you must have noticed that lots of teenagers are attracted to the idea of risk and danger.